Good morning, and welcome to this service, The Cross of Christ. Normally, a Passiontide meditation for choir and congregation, consisting of readings, hymns, and anthems. But today, following the guidelines issued by the government during the present health crisis, I am officiating in church with just one other person present. The music led by the choirs of both Anna Hilton Mara Hamlet has been recorded during similar services in previous years. Albert Lewin, an American screenwriter, wrote in the script of his film Pandora and the Flying Dutchman, and I quote, "The measure of love is what one is willing to give up for it," unquote. I believe that is true. If you tell someone you love them, but never make any sacrifices, always want your own way, then your words are false. Whereas, if you willingly give up your time, your freedom, and your personal plans for somebody, there's no gainsaying your genuine affection. The measure of love is what one is willing to give up for it. This quotation echoes the words of Jesus. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Sacrificing your life for somebody is the greatest possible degree of love. Fortunately, for most of us, the circumstances have never arisen in which we have to die to prove our love. We can imagine and admire people who would willingly sacrifice their own lives in a natural disaster, in wartime, in civil conflict, or confronted by terrorists to protect those they love. Today we mark the fifth Sunday in the penitential season of Lent, traditionally observed as Passion Sunday. Jesus taught his friends that his crucifixion was a similar act of self-sacrifice. It wasn't something he was forced to do. He could have avoided arrest or spoken in such a way that there were no grounds for convicting him. But if he'd behaved like that, he'd have let his friends down by failing to live up to the standards of love and honesty which he had taught them to show them the most fulfilling way to live. His death was also for me and for you, so that we might learn that the sacrificial way of living leads to eternal life. The best way to get the most out of these 2 weeks of Passiontide leading to Easter is to understand the value that God is placing on your love and mine. Yes, Jesus died for everyone, our family and friends, our neighbors here and throughout the world, and he calls us to love them as such. Since the outbreak of the dreaded coronavirus started, some people have not coped well with its impact. Panic buying has taken place in our supermarkets. Violence has occurred against shoppers. Key workers have struggled to find food to buy. Too many people have flouted guidelines and prohibitions. However, there is another story being told as well. Our key workers in the National Health Service, including those who have come out of retirement, our food distributors and retailers, our pharmacy workers, all in the front line. They are treating and caring for our sick and infirm and maintaining essential services. Others in our communities have rallied on a voluntary basis to support its senior and vulnerable members, as well as others in need. Whatever self-sacrifice one can make for our neighbor, however inconvenient, it's worth it because God thinks we are all worth his sacrifice on the cross. God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. The hymn, "Lift High the Cross, the Love of Christ Proclaim." Beloved in Christ, we cannot approach Holy Week and Good Friday in a better way than to dwell on the words of Holy Scripture, which convey for all time the eternal truth of our redemption. But, like the apostles who could not watch for 1 hour, we are seldom ready to read the Scriptures at length. This service helps us to do just that. Let us, therefore, ponder the words we shall hear and allow our hearts and minds and wills to rest in God, for we have come together to be with him, to wonder at his infinite goodness, and to offer our souls and bodies as a living sacrifice to his service in the world. Let us then prepare to journey with Christ the way of the cross, in the words which he has taught us, and say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Christ on the road to God.
the prophet Isaiah foreshows the sufferings of Christ. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth.
My Savior's love to me.
Jesus enters Jerusalem. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door, outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus institutes the Holy Communion. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters and say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there. So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. The struggle in Gethsemane. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, pray that you may not come into the time of trial. Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. Jesus is betrayed. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Jesus is condemned to die. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again. "Then, what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Jesus is crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they let him out to crucify him. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
Thank you.
Christ triumphant. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord Jesus Christ, on the day of your passion, you stretched out your arms on the hard wood of the cross, that all might be brought within your saving embrace. Draw us to yourself with the bands of your love, that, being bound to you forever as your faithful servants, we may take up our cross daily and follow you, and at last come to your everlasting joy, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and merciful God, who in the days of old didst give to this land the benediction of thy holy church, withdraw not, we pray thee, thy favour from us, but so correct what is amiss, and supply what is lacking, that we may more and more bring forth fruit to thy glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and all-loving God, we pray to you through Christ the Healer for those who suffer from the coronavirus COVID-19 in this country and across the world. We pray too for all who reach out to those who mourn the loss of each and every person who has died as a result of contracting the disease. Give wisdom to policymakers, skill to healthcare professionals and researchers, comfort to everyone in distress, and a sense of calm to us all in these days of uncertainty. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who showed compassion to the outcast, acceptance to the rejected, and love to those to whom no love was shown. Amen. Thanks be to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits which you have given us, for all the pains and insults which you have borne for us. Most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Christ, draw you to himself, and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. We thank you for being with us in our worship this morning, which we now conclude by singing the hymn, "Take Up Thy Cross," the Saviour said.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This online service is available via the parish website. But for those who would prefer, a CD format can also be made available. Please contact Colin Robinette at 028-9263-8495 if you would like the service in a CD format. It is my intention to ask parishioners to participate in these online services, for example, doing a reading. It goes without saying that all legal regulations will be followed and safe distance practices will be observed. If anyone has any parochial information they would like announced for next Sunday, do please let me know. During the present health crisis, if there are church members who require help, the parish does have a small group of volunteers who are available to assist, especially with practical errands such as shopping or the collection of medicines. If you would like to avail of this, do please let me know. The next online service will be on Sunday, the 5th of April, which is Palm Sunday. Thank you.